Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you be today in this beautiful, beautiful day of February 15th, 2016? And in my neck of the woods, we had about 5 to 6 inches of snow. And now we have about a quarter inch of ice on the roads. How does it get any better than that? Woohoo! Now, my buddies out there in Florida, I'm sure you guys are rejoicing that you moved down south and don't have to put up with the winter anymore. But you know what? It's beautiful to look at the winter wonderland. And it's just amazing. And we had freezing weather this past weekend. It was Arctic. And this coming weekend, it's going to be in the 50s. How does it get any better than that? Remember I told you guys last week that when I get back, or in the newsletter that I wrote, that when I get back from my trip next week, things were going to be lush and green? That might just happen. And what else is possible, right? In the air. This is part of our February program where love is in the air, and now it's time to sprout your stuff so that you can just be confident. You know, confidence is so sexy in a man and in a woman. When you can go anywhere, any place, anytime, dress whichever way you want, and then you just walk into a crowded room, not worrying what people are going to think, not worrying what people are going to say about you. You walk with your shoulders back, your neck high, you look at front the room, and you can just, and because you're putting your heel first, and then you're moving your gait is so that left, right, left, right, left, right, and then for your feet, and the opposite is for your hands. So when your left feet goes forward, your right hand comes forward, and so forth. Right, left, left, right, right. So that when you look at that type of gait, when people walk, there is something hypnotizing about it, and it's very sexy because it shows confidence. And what is sexier than confidence, right? You could be when I used to go diving in West Palm Beach, we used to be diving in the morning. We would go, like, maybe get up at 5, be out on the water by 6 on the boat, go diving until about 10:30 or so, and then come back out, and then we would be starving. And Florida, you know, there is the Breakers Hotel, and we used to actually in our dive suit, neoprene dive suit, or just the Lycra swimsuit, and not the swimsuit, but the bodysuit that we used to wear so that coral will not scratch us. We used to just walk in that, wrapped around our hips, and regular shoes, sandals, or maybe even your boots if you didn't want to change. And we will walk and go into their restaurant, and they will serve us because we were walking like we owned the place. We will go to the marina, very hush-hush, very, you know, plush, very snooty kind of places. But we will walk and as if we own the place, and we were served, no problem. It's all about the attitude you portray when you walk somewhere. So if you're going to be going to a social event, it could be, let's just talk about a social event where you perhaps know nobody. So you learn to walk the way I'm talking, shoulders back, head high, look at straight ahead. But you kind of have like a smile on your face as well. That means you want to be approachable. You kind of have like smile, like have a smile. You don't want to be like a clown, you know. But you kind of like want to be like smile on your face. And you want to be right before you go into the building event. You want to talk to your buddy. You want to ask your buddy, please draw sexual energies from the earth and just send this to your body. Body, would you please draw sexual energy from the earth and feel it come up your feet, come up your legs, come up your torso and out your crown. Just feel it through your body. You feel that? And you do this in your car before you even get out. And then as you walk to your event, to your room, to the conference room or the gathering room, whatever, then you start talking to your body that you want to be sexual, you want to be sexy. That doesn't mean that you're going to be the energy of sexualness. It's the energy of being alive. It's not the energy of copulation. We're not talking about copulation here. Although in our society, we have misinterpreted this a lot. We think that sexual and sexy is all about copulation. No. You can be sexy and you can be sexual, but you don't have to copulate. And this is not being a tease either. For those of you that are that energy is coming up, 10 to the power of minus 17. Okay? So, and even if you're married, you can still draw the energy and be sexual and sexy to your partner. Okay? So this is not just draw the energy of sexuality from the earth. Just tell your body, body, please draw this energy from me, this sexual energy from the earth. And just feel yourself going. Like right now, I'm very tasty because my body is just drawing the energy. And then, as you walk into your event, you say, pull everybody's energy. And then, after, right before you go into the room that you're going to be walking all the way to the middle of the floor, now you say, trickle energy back to them. And pull energy and trickle energy back. So kind of like you pull the energy from everybody and then you trickle back to let them know who you are. And who do people do business with? Who do people associate with? People they know. When you say trickle energy back to them, what you're doing is you're introducing yourself energetically so that when you walk in, people are going to think, I know that person. Where do I know her from? Where do I know him from? I know them. I don't know, but I know them. You know how you have that, oh, I don't know how, but I just know you. Where have we met before? That type of conversation. And then pull energy from everybody, through every pore in your body. You pull energy. All you have to do is body pull energy through all the body, from everybody. And that's all you have to say. And then you say trickle energy back to them. You're introducing yourself now. And then you walk into the middle of the room and you walk. How you hold your body important. And when you step on with your left foot, your right arm swings forward. And when you step with your right foot, your left arm swings forward. This is a walk that you have to practice. And if you want to, you can go ahead and practice now. Stand up and then whichever foot you put forward, make it with your heel. The heel is, I am here. Okay, but if you go tippy toes, then it's a little bit harder. Of course, if you're wearing heels, you have to really be sure that you know how to wear heels. Okay? You know how to wear heels. So, heel first, and the other, so, and do that. Go across the room, just walk, left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. And just shake yourself a little bit. Make yourself feel loose. Just loosen up your butt. But this is something you need to practice. And the more you practice, the more confident you will feel. And then as you get to this, and then come back, this is the type of walk you'll be doing as you walk into your event. And when you get to the middle of the room, you just stand around and you look. And people, don't be shy, don't be bashful, because people are going to be looking at you. Make sure if you use this walk and you you pull energy from the earth and you pull energy from people, that you are willing to be looked at because you will be noticed. When I go to restaurants, I do this in the parking lot. I pull energy from the earth for a little bit, and then I get out of the car. As I get out of the car, I say, pull energy from everybody who's in the restaurant a little bit. And right before I'm halfway through to get in the restaurant, I say, trickle energy back to them. And then I trickle energy back to them. And all you have to do is say that. That's all. You don't even have to do a thing. Your body knows what you're talking about. And then when you go in, you're going to feel heads turning because people are going to be, I know that person. And they're just going to feel you pulling energy. And they're going to turn around and say, I know this person. I know this person. Okay? Everybody walks very, very robotic. There's no singing, if you will, to their walk. They're very stoic, very stuck, very like boom, like blocks falling, boom, boom, boom. There is somebody who's singing, you know, or dancing across the floor. So practice that. Now, as you do this, let's also go ahead and do some activation. Because as you pull energy, you also want to make sure that once again, this is not just for single people. This is also for married people. You want to have an evening with your enjoyable other. Allow your pheromones to come out. Allow him to come out and be with him. I used to be with a partner whose pheromones used to smell like pine. When his pheromones were on, I could smell it, and it was like being in the pine forest. And then another one, he was like, he had this citrusy ocean smell. So people have different smells, pheromone smells. Once you trigger this, you'll be like, oh, wow. You know, and other people, they might smell like earth. They might smell like something interesting to discover. What their pheromones smell like. If you are able, if you're lucky enough to do this, then it doesn't have to be that you have to have a special power to do this. It's just practice. So you can, when you're with your partner, you can say, you can talk to your partner's body and just say, buddy, turn on. Because most people, unfortunately, they have turned off their sexuality. But if you said to your partner's body, buddy, turn on, the energies will also be run up. And then they'll be willing to play. And what is more wonderful than being playful, being silly sometimes, right? So let's also make sure that your pheromones are, if they're a little bit dormant, because you know how when you're in a relationship, everybody checks you out. If you haven't been in a relationship for a while, we allow our pheromones to go down in low level pheromones, and perhaps even no pheromones. So let's go ahead and ramp that up. And now, confidence. If you don't feel beautiful, if you don't feel that you're handsome, then you're not going to want to do this. So let's give you the confidence that you are beautiful, that you are handsome, that you can do and have whatever you desire, whatever it is that you are looking for. Okay? And a lot of times, what also happens is that our excess energy, something that we just do not allow it to go, your excess energy can stay with you for over 10 years. When I say energy, whoever you've been intimate with, their energy can stay with you for about 10 years or so. So it's time to release all that. And we'll go ahead and do an energy on that. And if you have, if you've been acting pretty much, let's go ahead and tap into, if you're a female, into the feminine, the energy, and if you're a male, let's tap into your male energy so that you are balanced with that. you're not just dealing with, you're not too, I know a lot of women being in IT, I know a lot of women who are in IT and they tap so much into their male energy that they forget how to be women. So now is the time to tap into you being a female, because most times you can also accomplish a whole lot by being it, you know, by tapping more into the energy you truly be. We have both energies, by the way, male and female in our body. But if you're a woman and you tap into the woman, into the female energy, then you're more in balance with who you're truly being. If you're a man, you also have the female energy. And if you tap into the male energy, then you also, you know, you're perceived to be sexy and all that to the other sex. So let's go ahead and do that, okay? If you're driving or operating heavy machinery, please come back and listen to this later. Let's go ahead and start. So take a deep breath and exhale. One more time and exhale. Imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide. And pull the energy from the earth all through your body and out your crown. Keep pulling energy from the earth. And this is all you have to do when you pull energy from people. Just pull energy from the people I'm going to be meeting today. Pulling energy from the earth all the way through your heart, through your crown. Whatever you require assistance. And to do this, allow your barriers to come down. Just watch them come down. And be open to the receiving of the energy. Your mind, if the right thing to come up, just give it to the energy to transmute. Don't block whatever's coming to your mind. Okay. Allow yourself the luxury of releasing everything that's holding you back. Everywhere that you have thought, you have fault, that you're not beautiful, that you're not handsome, show energy. You are safe. You will always be safe. And for those of you who have to meet your partners, that you want to hide yourself and not be seen, would you let that run out? Would you allow yourself to fly and be who you truly be? The wonderful creator that you truly be. And every word that you have been compensating for being on your own, therefore you're having to be the breadwinner at home, and you have taken on lots and lots of the male energy, or where you are the Mr. Mom, and you've had to take on lots and lots of the female energy, would you allow your energy to be balanced now? Allow yourself to balance of breathing so you can still accomplish what you need to accomplish and without having to put on additional burden on you. Go ahead and expand this energy to your future lifetimes and past lifetimes. But after all, everything's happening now. Lineage, your parents, grandparents, great grandparents, your siblings, future generations. Go ahead and tap into, let's go ahead and unplug from the collective consciousness of being sexually active is wrong, or being sexual is wrong. Unplug from that. Unplug from birthing is wrong. And go ahead and plug into love energy, abundance, vision of love, abundance in joy, happiness, playfulness. Plug into that. There you go. Good job. Go ahead and ground this energy through sleep. Ground, and pull energy from the earth, up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and now your crown. Ground, and pull energy up your roots, up your torso, and now your crown. There you go. And when you're ready, rub your hands together and rub your face and open your eyes and take a deep breath and exhale. Yummy, wasn't it? Practice your walk and go into situation like a Starbucks restaurant, and before you get in there, do what we just went through. Pull energy from the earth, sexual energy, and then let it flow through your body. And then pull energy from everybody everybody in the establishment. And then as you're getting closer to the establishment, that trickle energy back to them. And then you walk in like you own the place, because now you have practiced your walk and you are very confident. So there's no need to be bashful. You're not boasting who you are. I have arrived. Who's here to meet me? And how does it get any better than that? Right? Let's have you success in everything, in whatever it is they do. And for that, we have a Gregory Gravoy number. Success in everything is 71042. 710 or 2. 71042. And what else is possible? Thank you, my friends. It's been my honor, my pleasure to be here with you tonight. And until next following week, depending if I make it back on time. Have a great week. Bye-bye.